Thank you. Would you say that the general well-being, growth, and strength of our nation has been mainly as a result of our dominant religious forces through the years, or because of the degree of our freedom to think and practice whatever legal thoughts we may individually have? Or do you see some other factor?
Your nation has achieved great success primarily because it was unrestricted. It is a new nation, and those who have founded it came forth leaving behind much that they did not like from before. They started anew, and as the generations came forth, they came forth hearing that which was new, you see.
Yes.
New intentions, new wanting. And as your nation continued to grow, moving further westward and further westward, with each new generation reaching out beyond that which was before, there was the continual wanting of new experience, mm-hmm. and the leaving behind of the old. It was the reason or the intention for the growth westward, you see.
True.
It will be interesting to watch you now that you have run out of west.
Yeah, we have run out of west. Why is it, do you feel, that so many religious groups attempt to control, you know, sometimes by coercive force, actually the private thoughts and private practices of other thinkers?
As with many questions, there is not only one answer, mm-hmm. for it is not always the same. For the most part, if one is wanting to control another, it is because he is afraid of what the other might do and how what the other might do might affect him. In short, he does not understand the law of attraction or the law of deliberate creating. Let us take a moment here to state these laws. The law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. It is, as all laws that we teach, universal. That is, that it exists in all dimensions. And that law says that that which is likened to itself is drawn. It is an integral part of the law of deliberate creating. And the law of deliberate creating says that which is given thought to with emotion, and then that which is expected or allowed, mm-hmm. is. And so as a man does not understand that he cannot bring into his experience that which he does not invite through thought, then he is fearful of what another might bring into his experience, because he does not understand that it is through his invitation of thought that brings it.
Right.
See yourselves as a sort of magnet. Mm-hmm. A magnet that attracts unto yourself more of that which you see as you. One who feels poor cannot attract prosperity. One who feels sick cannot attract help. And one who feels persecuted against cannot attract something different from that. Because most do not understand that, they feel an urge to want to control the actions and the words and even the thoughts, as you say, of others, to keep them from violating or trespassing into their territory.
Mm-hmm.
What we are most wanting you all to understand is that another cannot penetrate your life experience unless you invite them through thought. And once there is an understanding of these laws that we are speaking of, the law of attraction and the law of deliberate creating, then there will be no more need for walls or barricades or wars or armies. For then and only then will you understand that you are in your own individual world attracting unto you the subject of your thoughts. And when you understand these things, then you may begin to work upon that which you have really come here to understand, which is the law of allowing. And that law says that I am that which I am, and I am willing to allow all others to be that which they are. And that is much easier to do once you understand mm-hmm. that what they are need have nothing to do with your experience. And when you are willing to allow them, even when they are not allowing you, then you will know that you are allower.